Some moisture here to start off this forecast, but we have a dry and cold window emerging next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. So we have a powerful front trying to move through the Corn Belt here as we go through this weekend and start next week. That powerful front will bring moisture, and it also brings down some Arctic and Canadian prairies air that's going to set here for a good chunk of next week. Let's kind of attack this piece by piece. First of all, the moisture. Hit and miss scattered shower activity for the balance of your Saturday. The front is still kind of coming together farther to our west. So just hit and miss action anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe half an inch through the day today. And there could be more dry spots than wet ones. But I do think that harvest is going to be a challenge because clouds are going to be pretty thick and drying doesn't happen very fast here for your Saturday. Overnight tonight through Sunday, we see a surge of rain coming up this front. This front is going to pass in two waves. So tonight through tomorrow morning and midday, that's wave number one. Showers and thunderstorms could be rather intense, and we have nearly statewide coverage. We take a little bit of a break at midday into early afternoon, and then round number two comes tomorrow evening through the overnight, and that gives a little bit lighter moisture, but still good coverage. We will start Monday with rain showers still lingering over the southern half to southern third of Indiana, but they move quickly away by midday. Combined, the moisture from this frontal passage event, both waves together, will be anywhere from a half to 2 inches and coverage 100% of the Hoosier State. So everybody's getting wet. Harvest will be coming to a standstill easily. On Monday afternoon, we start to see clouds break up, and I think we clear out completely by evening. That's going to allow temperatures to drop like a rock. Hard freezes coming. First one Monday night, and then it continues to Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. I have consecutive hard freezes in here. The growing season, it is done. It's over, and we're going to be looking at this period also helping to, quote, freeze dry some conditions out there as well. We have no new precipitation for the entire week next week. I think we see a reinforcing shot of cold Arctic air trying to buzz down next Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening into Wednesday, so we may see an increase in cloud cover in there, but I'm not concerned about precipitation. The only caveat will be if you're in northern Indiana within a stone's throw of Lake Michigan, lake effect precipitation and lake effect cloud cover will be more pesky here this week, because at least from Monday through Wednesday, we're going to be seeing a strong north flow across the Great Lakes. Temperatures moderate late in the week, and we are warm for the weekend and into next week. Staying dry, I'm Ryan Martin.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.